This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Trellance, Filene, and Cutix.
Look who's opening our coverage of Trellance's Edge conference here. Actually, it's not just Trellance, it's Trellance, Filene, and CUDX, or Cutix, Credit Union Data Exchange.
Yeah, I think you can go either way.
All three of them are all partnering up to put on this really cool, cutting-edge conference called Edge, obviously. And look who is in the studio lounge to open our coverage. MSU Federal Credit Union's very own April Clovis. April, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here. Oh, I'll get to chat it up for a few minutes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think your credit union, MSU Federal Credit Union, and I think a lot of people will be in agreement that you are one of the main front runners of this industry doing some really cool stuff. So thank you for that. Thanks for kind of setting the template for a lot of other folks out there.
Yeah, we're giving it a try.
You're giving it a really good try. So, all right. Hey, you are here talking about using data to retain and engage your most valuable member, and you're partnering up with Rianne Horgan from Silver.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of. And we actually had you guys on the show earlier this year.
For sure.
And one of the best interviews of the year still. So thank you so much for that. That was really good.
That's right, Rianne.
No, you guys were 50-50 on that. So give us a quick... kind of a quick summary on what you guys are going to be talking about. Any updates from our interview on that one? Or
yeah, we're doing some new things, and you know, we're at a conference that has elements of data embedded in it. And so what we're talking about at our session is how our organizations are now two-way sharing data. So what happens when you use data to make decisions or, you know, enhance your messaging to our members, it's really critical to have data elements to do that better and effectively.
Oh yeah.
So we have set up a snowflake exchange of data from when our members receive an engagement email from Silver. That data is tracked, and then it is now shared with us, and then we share back data about that member to Silver so they can create a more unique set of messaging to the member. You know, and we've had some very telling insights is what I would say. And in our data, what was surprising to me is the majority of our members that would be eligible to have Social Security direct deposited every month, we are less than 20% of them actually getting their Social Security check direct deposited to us.
Really?
And you just think, well, they probably had their check deposited to us when they were working.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Where's the disconnect?
Right. And so that was telling data that, you know, we didn't really maybe focus on with our membership. Other data insights that we're learning is that when there are two individuals in a household that are of retirement age, one of the individuals really takes the reins, I would say, with handling the financial decisions at that point in time. And so what that means, though, is if something were to happen, the other person may not be the most aware, right? So how do we bring everyone on the journey and make sure we're educating two people involved in the retirement at all times?
And this is really important because one of the primary ages of the credit union member today is, dare I say, in the low 50s, getting higher, unfortunately. But you guys are well aware of that and targeting this group, right?
Yeah.
For good reason.
So for us, you know, we're a university-based credit union, so we have a mindset at all times, right? All of we have a lot of young members, which we do. But I think what started to happen is, thankfully, and those members stayed with us. We've retained them, and now we're all getting a little older. And so we did a little data analysis, and we have not quite half, but really close to 50% of our membership is age 50 and over. And if you start thinking about all of your messaging to members with that just piece of information in the back of your mind, it means they're at different stages in life, different, you know, I tease my team and say, you know, what are the images that we're putting in our marketing? What is what are we trying to communicate and to whom, right? And knowing where people are at different points in time in their life makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And what do you want the audience to take away from this? Obviously the average member is getting up there, but we desperately want to get it younger, but yeah. You guys are doing a great job in targeting this specific audience. So what's your message to your audience?
Well, I think a couple of things. Like, I think we all have a mindset of what a member that is over 50 might be doing or how they look. Well, that's not true today. Most of us, myself included, right, fall into this category. I've always had email at work. I've always been digitally engaged, and so are our members. And so our members that are interacting with us, and I want to quote them, right? Sure. They're digitally engaged, so 78% have logged into the mobile piece of information in silver, mm-hmm. and 93% have logged on to the desktop. And so we have this perception that we shouldn't be creating digital resources for a specific population, and that's not true. Mm-hmm. I also think, though, they do use the branches, but only about 2.5% at a 2.5% higher rate than other members. Mm. And so they're using branches, but they're equally as engaged in digital. Right, and right. So we need to be able to tailor the messages to what they need at this point in their financial journey. And so, through this, what made me stop and think, we spend so much time with young members, right? And I mean grade school through college, learning about financial education topics, right? Budgeting and credit report, how to, make sure I have a great credit score, how do I keep my accounts safe and secure, all of that. We spend all this time, mm-hmm. and we never help people once they get beyond the basics of being a good consumer in their first accounts.
Yeah.
And, we have a lot of education piece to do as people transition into making choices about their retirement accounts, their funds, how they're consolidating after they're no longer with their employer, and which Medicare plans to sign up for, and what all that does to the finances. Mm-hmm. And so I think Silver has been a great partner for us to really re-engage members with education-based mm-hmm. information that leads them to thinking about engaging with the credit union with different products and services. And again, is what I want to always say. Again, they're coming back and using more products and services with us, which is very beneficial to them and to us.
Oh, completely. I see this as the epitome of being not only the primary financial institution, but being that primary financial resource.
Yes.
I love the name resource, especially for what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Because you're that kind of that one-stop shop that most other financial institutions can't even come close to.
Right. And then the best part is now with the data feeds. So we use Trellence for our data analytics platform, and all that data now gets into our platform, and then we can utilize Power BI and see real-time information, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where the members are engaging, possibly what they've clicked through, and it's just really beneficial to our team to think about how we engage with the members. I'm a big fan of using data in the right context at the right time for a one-to-one message that resonates with each member.
And this is the classification or the category of hyper-personalization, right?
Yes, so, that's I know that's a buzz, and it is, but we've been trying to do things like that for years.
Yeah.
But now I think technology has made that easier for mm-hmm. all of us to do, and we have to really take advantage and enable that technology for us to be successful in that hyper-personalization. We all love it mm-hmm. when it's right.
Yeah.
When you tell me I'm going to like something and I do like it, then we go back. And so it is really critical that the data is relevant, so we make sure that message is correct, because then they will continue to engage
mm-hmm.
with us.
And we've talked about this plenty of times, but they're getting that same experience. They're getting that experience in the retail environment time and time again. So why not their financial institution, a credit union in this case, if not more so?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So, any final thoughts? I know you're busy with the presentation and stuff, but any final thoughts before we
sign off? Really, what I would say is there's a lot of tools and technology available today, and I know that all of us are evaluating them, but we're at a turning point for the industry to assemble the right set of tools to truly engage with the members and know what they need today and how to help them through their journey of every stage in life. And I think we have the data points, the technology partners, and then our own desire for member health and wellness, I think, really coming together. And you can see that across the industry.
Oh,
so
completely.
It's a very fun time to be working in credit unions.
Yeah, I can tell. You're very passionate about this, and it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And to see what you guys are doing, obviously, at MSU Federal Credit Union, and also what you guys are doing with Receta Group, too.
Yeah.
You're making it that much more easy for credit unions to take that leap into the technology world. So,
good stuff all around.
All right, April.
Thanks for joining us at the conference. It's great to see you, as always.
Thank you. Likewise, and keep up the good work there at your credit union in the great state of Michigan.
Yes.
Go green.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Trellance, Filene, and Q-Tix.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.